Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're joined by Stacy Keough, author of the number one best-selling book, Get Online. She is the founder of Brandlective, a marketing agency that supports brands with their digital marketing strategy and social media marketing to double their inbound leads. And who wouldn't want that? And Stacy, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
You bet, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you and learning a few things as well. I'm sure the audience feels the same. So tell us, what actually inspired you to write the book, for starters, Get Online, Six Simple Steps to Building a Digital Marketing Strategy?
Well, actually, it stems back to the last economic downturn, so the financial recession that we all sort of suffered back in 2007, 2008. I actually suffered 3 redundancies during that period. And that was due to the industry that I worked within actually never recovered from it. So when we all sort of, you know, emerged from that situation, the internet had kind of taken over and replaced the job role that I used to have within the travel industry. I then moved on and started another career in marketing. And something that I realized as I moved into more of the digital space is how urgent it had become for small businesses particularly to embrace digital. I was still seeing a lot of clients that were nervous to embrace, you know, the internet, social media, paid advertising on a digital space. And I really had a lot of fear for them. I felt like, well, they are going to end up in a similar situation that I had back in that last recession, where they lose their place in the market, that they're not evolving quickly enough. So writing the book really came out of that. It was like, right, I'm really concerned for these businesses, and we need some way to make it really easy and simple for them to be excited about transitioning their businesses online and embracing the digital world. And actually, there's a statistic that I talk about in the book, which is that 60% of 5-year-olds today will have jobs that don't yet exist. And if that's not a big enough lesson statistic to think about to encourage people to embrace digital, then I don't know what is. The lesson really there is just keep evolving and don't be scared to sort of embrace the digital world.
Yeah, thanks for the motivation to do that. And some folks are afraid to embrace it, and really appreciate your coming out and making mention of that and focusing in on that as well. Now, obviously, it's a crowded marketplace out there. How can a small business stand out in the crowd?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Eric. And it's more prevalent than ever before. You know, I think going through this recent pandemic with lots of lockdown periods and things like that, there's a lot of businesses that have been forced online and are starting to take digital marketing a lot more seriously than they ever have before. So it is really crowded. It is a busy place. It's noisy. And it's a massive challenge for small businesses really to be able to stand out from the crowd. So I think from a small business perspective, there's a couple of different ways that I like to look at this. I'm a big fan of disruptive marketing. And essentially that means that you have to take a stand for something. I like to encourage small businesses not to blend in. We don't want them just, you know, fading away in the background. We want them to actually stand up for whatever it is that they believe in. So there's a couple of different ways that you can actually be disruptive with your marketing, even if you're a small business and have a really tiny marketing budget. The first is with social impact. So that is by standing up for something, you know, environmental, it could be something even political, but any kind of social impact where you're doing good, you're a green business or you're, you know, working on sustainability issues. Those are really, really great ways of cutting through the noise and giving yourself a point of setting yourself apart really from competitors in your market. Another way that you see this happen a lot is actually with a polarizing viewpoint. Now, this can scare some businesses when they think that, oh my gosh, I'm going to have an opinion on something that's really aggressive and scary and controversial. But it doesn't always have to be that way. As a small business, you can just take a stand for something like, we're actually working with a coach at the moment, and we're running a campaign which is called Ban the C Word, which sounds really aggressive, and people are like, oh my gosh, what is the C word? And it's really intriguing and gets a lot of engagement. And the C word that she's talking about is confidence. So that's not something that you expect, but it's something that really cuts through the noise, that really gets the attention of her ideal prospect just by having a really strong statement. So have a little think about whether there's anything polarizing you can do that helps to grab the attention, I guess, of your audience.
That is some great information, good stuff, and most helpful as well. Really appreciate that. Now, Stacy, how much marketing content does one need to produce? Get into some of those details. Guide us a little there.
Yeah, it's a scary thing, I think, for businesses, because it does feel like it needs to be quite a lot. back in 2011, which was the same year that I actually started my marketing agency, Google came out with a report where they outline the zero moment of truth, or they call it ZMOT. And essentially what that is, it's how your consumers or your audience are choosing to investigate or do research to understand your business. And in that report, they said that for the average brand, a consumer requires at least 10.4 touch points before they actually make a purchase decision. So for us, we call it 11 touch points. The report kind of goes on to say things like, you know, they need to have at least 7 hours of content to be able to go through before they make a decision. They need to see you across 4 different locations. So often in the marketing world, you sort of hear this reference to the 7-11-4 rule, which is 7 hours of content, 11 touch points over 4 locations. So, you know, it is a lot of content. It's something that business need to be thinking about. It's like, how many touch points do you have, do your consumers have, that where they can understand you, research you, and give them enough that they can really go down a rabbit hole and binge on that stuff so that you're giving them the opportunity to really understand who you are and what you offer.
And certainly appreciate your input as well in those regards today. We're speaking with Stacy Keough, author of the number one best-selling book, Get Online. She is also the founder of Brandlective, a marketing agency that supports brands with their digital marketing strategy and social media marketing to double their inbound leads. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, is this actually how you develop the content waterfall method? Get into some of those details.
Yes, it is. Yeah, absolutely. So, a lot of businesses do get kind of worried or freaked out a little bit around the volume of content they need to be producing as a business. So in our agency, actually, we started doing this with a few clients where we tried to reduce the nerves, I suppose, around the volume of content. And we established this model, which is called the content waterfall, but essentially just follows any kind of repurposing process. So, for example, if we know that we need a client, a customer to see 7 hours worth of content, 11 different touch points, and 4 different locations, that doesn't mean that a business needs to create lots of independent pieces of content. So what the repurposing model that we've developed, what that enables any business to do, and this is not something that we have to do, you can do this on your own, this is just a process, is that you take a really great first piece of content. So we call that sort of a content asset. So that could be something like a book. If you're an author like me and you have a book, that's an amazing thing to repurpose. If you've been interviewed on a podcast or on the radio network, that is an amazing piece of content. My personal favorite is video. So if you can record video of you answering the questions, the biggest questions that your customers ask you, that is another amazing piece of content. So we'd like to start with that first content asset. Then what we do, we take that asset and then we find ways to repurpose it. So I'm going to use video as an example because it's my personal favorite. But so essentially what we would do is you'd have, a person interview somebody, record perhaps 10 to 15 questions, responding to those questions. You then take that video, you dice it up, and you release them as individual video snippets. So you maybe get 1 to 2 minute videos that you can then share across different platforms. For each of those little individual videos, you'll write a blog post. So this is written form content that fits inside, that makes sense for that video content. You might also strip the audio off the original video recording and release that as a podcast episode. for every single one of those blog posts you've written, you will dice that up into 15 to 20 different tweets. For some of the main points that you've made throughout your video content or throughout your blogs, let's take four or five of the main points, turn those into little social media images that you can then share across all the different social networks that you have. So I guess the point that I try to make with the content waterfall process is that if you can just spend some time creating an amazing content asset, actually you can just repurpose that to be able to hit your 7-Eleven four, so that you're getting that distributed widely across lots of different locations, but it's not a mass amount of work in terms of what the business has to create because you're just repurposing it. I hope that makes sense.
It certainly does, Stacy, and repurposing content is certainly an awesome idea, and really appreciate all the information you've shared here today on marketing and marketing online, especially. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Absolutely. Thank you. So I think it's more about just don't get left behind. You know, I don't think we need to be nervous right now around, you know, we have to learn all these new skills or embrace technology or whatever it might be. I think just take it one step at a time, understand one platform, create content, get it in front of people. We need to take advantage of this mere exposure effect of just being visible, getting the right information in front of our audiences, and then we're all going to succeed. So don't get left behind. Just go and do it.
I'm sure you've motivated quite a few folks tuning in today. And again, we really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today to share your expertise, especially during these days. Tell us, Stacy, where can listeners get more information on Brandlective and also your book, Get Online?
Absolutely. Well, Get Online is available on Amazon. That's the best place to grab your copy. To connect with me, the best location is probably LinkedIn. So Stacy Keough, K-E-H-O-E. And if you search my brand name, Brandlective Communications, I'm sure you'll come across our website where we've got a lot of free resources available to those that are interested in upskilling in the arena of marketing.
Stacy, sounds easy enough, and really appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Stacy Keough, author of the number one best-selling book, Get Online. She's also the founder of Brandlective, a marketing agency that supports brands with their digital marketing strategy and social media marketing to double their inbound leads. And for further information, visit brandlective.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.